This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Susan Knoll, principal at Systematic Inc., a nationally recognized medical claims advocate based in New York. She and her company use their decades of experience detecting medical billing errors, inconsistencies, and unethical practices, along with their hands-on coding and billing knowledge, to ensure that consumers pay only for legitimate medical expenses. And what a service. And Susan, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, what is a medical claims advocate? Let's start there.
A lot of people aren't really understanding what a medical claims advocate is. They might know what a patient advocate is, who handles a lot of clinical support for someone in a chronic situation or even an individual situation. But a medical claims or a medical bill advocate actually handles the financial side of someone's medical care. So what we focus on is drilling down to the granular elements of the services that are provided as they are coded and billed, and as it specifically relates to the services that the patient received. And we're looking to correct errors, dispute irregularities, negotiate reductions in those bills wherever possible. So our training is in that medical billing speak, the billing and coding language that is so foreign to so many people, so that we're able to effectively communicate with the providers of care as well as insurance companies to really get down to the bottom of what the situation is and fix it. So that we're working towards helping people maximize the benefits that they're already entitled to through their insurance, while at the same time minimizing any unintended expenses that they might incur by using those benefits.
And certainly a fabulous explanation in explaining what a medical claims advocate is. Now, why do people seek out your services, and why are those services needed?
Sure. Most people seek us out because they're paralyzed. They've gotten a bill. They don't know why. They don't know where to go with it. They don't know who to talk to. Sometimes they've tried to talk to people, their insurance company or whoever sent them the bill, to resolve whatever the dispute might be, but they've simply been bounced around from place to place without anyone giving them appropriate guidance or support or satisfaction to resolve this in any way. Dealing with a medical bill is like trying to understand someone who speaks a language that you don't understand. You can keep repeating the words, but if you don't understand what the meaning is, then you don't know what to do. It's really a true case of you don't know what you don't know. And this leads to asking wrong questions to the wrong people. But medical bill advocates speak that language, and we know the questions to ask. And we know who we're supposed to be asking those questions to. And more importantly, we know what those answers should be, so that when someone gives us an answer that doesn't sound right, we know to question it and not to accept it. And then we know, if we're not getting satisfaction, how to work our way up the ladder to get to someone who has the authority to make those decisions. So in the end, we get the right answers faster, so that claims can be disputed and resolved more quickly.
And an added bonus right there to have a quick solution. Now, tell us, what services do you actually provide as a medical claims advocate?
Services vary based upon what the particular situation is. There are, hard to believe, no two medical bills that are actually the same. They all get handled in a variety of different ways because there's so many different factors that play into them, different insurance policies, different providers of service, different coding, different reasons for those codes. So we offer a variety of services to meet all the needs. A lot of people, most people will come to us for a one-time issue. They have a large medical bill from a visit to the emergency room or a hospital stay, perhaps a large lab bill, and they need help with that particular situation. So we can handle and work on one individualized project. There are also people who have chronic health conditions. They're seeing lots of different providers, all the time. They're inundated, flooded by bills that are coming in. They don't know where to start. We can manage and administer all of that for them and take that responsibility off their shoulders so they can focus on taking care of their health. For uninsured people, as well as for people who are insured, but primarily for uninsured people, we can negotiate bill reductions because bills will come to people billed at the highest rates possible. If someone had had insurance, they would have had a reduction in their bill based on the contract with that insurance company. But self-insured people don't always get those reductions or know how to go about getting those reductions, and we will handle that for them. We also assist people in finding lower-cost prescription access. Sometimes using the pharmacy benefit plan that's attached to your health policy is not the most cost-effective way of going, particularly if you have a chronic condition. There might be other ways of finding your same medication delivered to you at the same time that you need it, but much less expensively, and we investigate those options for people. We also help businesses support their employees. It used to be that if you just gave health insurance to your employees, you were providing a very valuable benefit. Well, now with all of the changes in healthcare, with high deductibles and with lots of uncovered expenses and lots of cost sharing, there's still an awful lot for most people to have to weed through. So what we do is provide a concierge-type service to businesses to allow employees to not have to deal with those bills, to give that responsibility to us so they can focus on being more productive and that we can get them the answers that they need so they aren't sitting on the phone arguing with an insurance company or a provider's office over a bill. And this is particularly important to companies that have HRA benefits, which are benefits in which they actually pay for some of the employee expenses, some of those deductibles and things. So in essence, the company is paying for an employee's bills. So you want to make sure if you're paying those bills that you're not paying an overly inflated bill, and we help make sure that the costs that those employers pay are the appropriate costs.
Phenomenal services that you do offer, and thanks for breaking that down today. We are with Susan Knoll, principal at Systematic Inc., a nationally recognized medical claims advocate based in New York here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, Susan, when someone receives a medical bill, what steps should they take to ensure that the bill is correct?
Okay. The one thing we tell people when they get a bill is don't do either of the two following things. Ignore it and assume that there was a mistake and somebody will get around to fixing it, because most likely that won't happen, or pay it immediately, assuming that it's correct. You need to be fiscally responsible when it comes to your medical bills if you want to make sure that you're not overpaying for those expenses. So what you want to do is, first, you need to make sure that the charges are correct. You need to get a detailed itemized bill that provides each of the individual codes that was billed, not just a general bill that gives you one flat sum. You need to get all of the little pieces that make up that bill, because that's how medical billing is put together, by procedure and by code. You may need to request medical records if you're questioning why something was charged. Perhaps you didn't receive a particular test. You would need to see if the medical records support that to show that it was documented, because anything not documented is a charge that can't be charged to you. You then need to take that detailed bill and compare it to the explanation of benefits, or EOB, from your insurance company, and see how did they process each of those line items. Question things that don't appear right or that you don't understand. And make sure that your insurance company processed it correctly, because they do make mistakes. Just as mistakes are made on the billing side from the provider, mistakes can be made by the insurance company in terms of their processing a claim incorrectly as it relates to what the specifics were for your policy. If you go through all of those things and everything is correct, then you want to see if this is really more for larger bills for hospitals and things. If there's any program of financial assistance for which you might qualify, even regardless of what your income level might be, sometimes there are programs that would be available that could help reduce those costs to you. And if not, then if the bill is very large, you might want to see if you could negotiate a settlement of some sort, a one-time fee that you would pay that would satisfy that, that would be less than what you would pay if you paid this over time. And then in the end, if you're unsuccessful in doing that, then you would want to be able to get the most lenient terms in terms of a payout for paying this over time.
Now, Susan, given the COVID-19 healthcare crisis, are there any specific billing issues that people should be concerned about?
Yeah, there are a lot of them, because this is a very fluid situation, not only in the management from a clinical perspective, but from the financial side and the billing perspective. This is all new territory for everyone, and decisions are being made at very high levels, governmental levels as well as insurance administration levels, about what things will be covered and how they'll be covered and what, if anything, will be a patient's responsibility to pay. And they're changing almost on a daily basis. So you really have to be even more diligent at looking at the bills that you get on anything that was COVID-19 related or services that you received during this whole COVID-19 pandemic. Specifically, you want to be concerned about cost sharing. If you get a bill from someone and it indicates that you're responsible to pay for something, you want to make sure that you truly are, because in many instances, the insurance companies are absorbing all of those costs and paying the providers at 100% of their allowed amounts without there being any cost sharing with the patient. Not in all policies, not in all states, not in all situations. So you need to see what the most current ruling is and make sure that you've received that ruling. Telemedicine visits are something that have grown significantly within this pandemic to still allow patients to receive care without having to risk their potentially being infected by going into a doctor's office or a hospital unnecessarily. And telemedicine visits traditionally had limited coverage. Now they have much broader coverage, and you want to make sure that your policy, that you know what your policy is covering and that your claim has been processed appropriately. If you happen to be someone who has a policy that is a self-funded plan, and what that means is that it is a policy that your employer actually funds, and they hire an insurance company like a Blue Cross or a United Healthcare or an Oxford to administer those plans. They have the ability to opt out of any of the special programs that have eliminated the cost sharing in what is called the fully funded plans, which is funded by in 100% by the insurance company. So, and I use this as an example. If you hear that Blue Cross is saying there will be no cost sharing for COVID-19 related visits of any kind, that applies to fully funded plans and not necessarily to a self-funded plan that uses Blue Cross to administer their plan. So, and that self-funded plans are usually for companies that are very large with a lot of employees, and there are an awful lot of people who are covered by self-funded plans. So you need to be aware of that difference and, again, make sure that you're asking the right questions to ensure that you're not being billed for something that you shouldn't be billed for.
Susan, certainly informative. Can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on the program. Before you go, any conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share?
What I always say to people is you need to be a smart healthcare user, and that includes truly understanding what your policy covers and what it doesn't cover prior to you using those services. Because the more you can know in advance, the more questions you can ask in advance of care, and the better that you can limit the additional expenses that you might have to pay by using those services. It's always more difficult to fight those battles after you've already received the services. But what you should also understand is don't give up. Never pay that bill before you're absolutely 100% sure that the charges are correct. And always ask the question. And if you can't, if it's too overwhelming for you, if you're too focused on taking care of your health, if you just don't understand it, and most people don't, then get an advocate who can be there for you, who can carry the spear, who can ask the right questions and do the right things for you and make sure that you're paying as little as you possibly can for your healthcare needs.
Awesome advice as we conclude here today. Susan, where can listeners get more information on Systematic Inc. and tap into your services?
If you go online, you can visit us at get-meducated.com. And all the information about us, how to reach us is there, and background about us, and what our clients have to say about our work.
Again, folks, that is get-meducated.com. Susan, all the best, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Susan, anytime. We've been speaking with Susan Knoll, principal at Systematic Inc., a nationally recognized medical claims advocate based in New York. She and her company uses their decades of experience detecting medical billing errors, inconsistencies, and unethical practices, along with their hands-on coding and billing knowledge to ensure that consumers pay only for legitimate medical expenses. And for further details, simply visit get-meducated.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.